Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
And welcome to everyone to the second service where the median age is greater than three. We're delighted that you're all here tonight. I was just thinking, we had Shabbat a few weeks ago in Los Angeles. We arrived at Leo Beck Synagogue and we came in and they were having kind of an outdoor potluck and the services were going to be outdoors, and then we went to the outdoor chapel where they were handing out blankets because it gets chilly outdoors at night. And I'm thinking, we don't hand out blankets here. we might have been able to hand out umbrellas, but it was just a little bit different experience. But the highlight of that experience for me was I was sitting at services, and Melissa Strasberg, who grew up here, came in and sat next to me, and it was her father's yahrzeit for Les, and we got to say Kaddish together, which was really very sweet. And all these people are looking, who is that lady hugging our board member? So I was a who is that lady out there. And for those of you who have just found your way into the service, my name is Rabbi Perlin. Welcome to Temple B'nai Shalom. We're delighted that you're here tonight for whatever brought you here, birthday or an anniversary, a yahrzeit or a kaddish, something joyous, or just needing Shabbat peace after a difficult personal or world week. We're glad that you're here to share Shabbat with us. We really are. And so let's welcome everyone to our service on page 5 with a welcome prayer number 4. We read together. We enter this sanctuary to welcome Shabbat. Within these walls, we sit surrounded by numberless generations. Within
the synagogue as a viable sign,
God's presence in their midst. Throughout our long history and our endless wanderings, the synagogue has endured, a beacon of truth, love, and justice for all humanity. Its presence guided our ancestors to lives of righteousness, holding up to them a vision of their truest selves. Now we, in turn, come into this sanctuary to affirm the sacredness of our lives. May we enter this place in peace. May holiness wrap around us as we cross its threshold. Weariness, doubt, the flaws within our human hearts, the harshness of the weak, let these drop away at the door. In the brightness of Shabbat, let peace settle upon us as we lift our hearts in prayer. We continue with Shalom Aleichem. We continue to welcome one another and the angels of peace on page 10.
Shalom, Malachi HaShalom, Malachi HaShalom.
We're supposed to wait till the sky darkens. As I light Shabbat candles, I always think about what I'm thankful for. And this Shabbat, one of the things I'm thankful for is that every single day, not only representing Temple B'nai Shalom, but representing the entire Reform movement, Sandy Kleinman is at the Religious Action Center doing sacred work on our behalf. I am so very, very grateful. And to celebrate that wonderful institution, I've asked Sandy and David to light the Shabbat candles this evening on page 12.
We have been taught in days of old that Shabbat begins at sundown, but sundown comes so early in the cold winter's day, and in summertime the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky, even as we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we have set aside our work week with its busyness and lists. Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table or in our sanctuary, both homes for us.
When we are finally together, we light and bless the candles. That is when Shabbat begins.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech
Continue together with the Reader's Kaddish on page 15. Yitgadol ve'yitgadash shemerah ve'almad yivrach yirutei ve'yamlich malchutei mechayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayei dechol beit Yisrael.
Bye.
together at the bottom of page 18. And God said, let there be light. This first light God made before the sun and the stars. God showed the light to David, who burst into song. This was the light Moses saw on Sinai. At the creation, the universe from end to end radiated light, but it was withdrawn. And now it is stored away for the righteous, until all the world will be in harmony again, and all will be united and whole. But until this future world is established, this light coming out of darkness, informed by the most secret, is hidden. As we have been taught, light is sown for the righteous. We continue with the Shema on page 22.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Maruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Ma'ed.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha. בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך. והיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצבך היום על לבבך. ושיננתם לבניך ודיברת בם. בשבתך בביתך ובלכתך בדרך ובשכבך ובקומך. וקשרתם לאות על ידיך. והיו לטוטפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובישריך, למען תזכרו ועשיתם את כל מצוותיי, והייתם קדושים לאלוהיכם. אני אדוני אלוהיכם, אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים, להיות לכם לאלוהים. אני אדוני אלוהיכם. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes.
Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God.
Imagine for a moment that you're standing at the shores of the sea with our ancestors about to cross. I would guess that more than half of us would be terrified. I know I would. There are times that I stand on the shores of that sea and I'm worried, will the walls cave in? What will be on the other side? And then I remember that the tradition teaches us that the true mitzvah doers at that moment were the people who took the hands of the people who were afraid and walked with them so that they could walk into freedom. Because even when a transition is about to happen, sometimes we're not ready. Hold the hand of somebody in your universe and cross the sea with them this Shabbat.
Oh,
26. Allow us, Adonai, our God, to lie down in peace and to rise up in peace. Protect us as we enter and as we leave with your peace, now and forever. In our traditional liturgy, the rabbis craft a prayer that calls our attention to one part of our bodies, our lips. We're supposed to, even on Shabbat, be conscious of what comes out of our mouths, that every word must be a word of glory unto God, a word that is worthy of speaking, a word that speaks kindness and caring. The first time we are reminded of this is when we stand for the tefillah. And the second time is when we begin the silent prayer with the prayer from Mara Barabina. Why the lips? They are the most powerful and the most dangerous part of the human body. As we stand tonight for the tefillah before God, we remind ourselves and we pray, we remind the world that what comes from our lips should be sacred. Please rise as we turn to page 29. Elohe Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, Elohe Leah. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibor v'hanora, El Elyon. Gomel chasadim tovim, v'konei ha'kol, v'zocher chastei avot v'imahot, u'mevi gula levnei v'neihem, lema'an shemo be'ahava, melech ozer moshiach magen.
Baruch Ata Adonai, Magen Avraham V'Yisrat Sarah.
Ata Gibor Le'olam Adonai,
Mechayei HaKol Ata Rav Hoshia, Mechachel Chaim B'Chesed,
Mechayei HaKol Barachamim Rabim,
Somech Noflim V'Rafei Cholim, Umatir Asurim,
Umkayem Emunato
L'Shenei Afar,
Mi chamocha ba'al gurot,
umi domelach,
melech meimit umechaye, umatsmiach yeshua, v'ne'eman ata
lahachayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol.
Kadosh, kadosh,
kadosh,
Adonai tzvaot,
melocha ha'aretz kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory.
You may be seated. Page 39. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation. They shall study war no more. We continue together. Don't stop after beating the swords into plowshares. Don't stop. Go on beating and making musical instruments out of them. Whoever wants to make war again will have to turn them into plowshares first. We continue with our prayer for peace. Sim Shalom.
Sim Shalom Tova Uvracha. Sim Shalom.
Service folder. Before we bless the month of Elul, I want to share a midrash that I shared with the children tonight at Tat Shabbat. It is said when God first created the universe, God made the sun and the moon of equal size and brightness with equal power to light the earth. But the moon complained to God, "Why should the sun be as big as I am? I want to be bigger and brighter than the sun." God was sad because the wonderful universe God had created was now being ruined with selfishness. "You must be punished, moon, for not wanting to share the sky with the sun." And so God made the moon smaller than the sun. And out of the pieces of the moon that God took away, God made billions of stars. "Now you will get your light from the sun and the stars, Mr. Moon," God said. The moon cried and said he was sorry and asked God to forgive him for being selfish. God felt bad for the moon and said, "The stars will never leave you, and the Jewish people will forever trace their days and weeks and years by your rise and fall in the heavens." And so, although most people measure time by the sun, to this day, the Jewish calendar is based on the moon. And as I told the children tonight, every once in a while. Every once in a while, the sun allows the moon right in front of it. We continue to bless the moon and to bless the last month of the Jewish year, Elul, which begins on Tuesday night on page 50, together. According to our calendar, the new month of Elul begins on Tuesday night. Our God and God of our fathers and mothers, let the coming month bring us renewed goodness and blessing. May it bring us joy and gladness, health and comfort, support and sustenance, life and peace. A life exalted by love of your Torah and devotion to your service. A life in which our heart's desires are fulfilled for good. O wondrous God, who in ancient days led our people from bondage to freedom, redeem us now out of our exile from one another, making all Israel one united people. May it be a month of goodness for us and for all Israel. God of holiness, let the new month bring for us and for the whole house of Israel life and peace, joy and happiness, deliverance and comfort, and let us say, Amen. For us, for all the members of our community in need of prayers for healing, for our extended community definitely needing prayers of healing, we turn to page 46 and pray.
Around and may I hear.
Enough for two cookies per person at least. Yes, please eat. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam borei minei mezonot. Amen. It's a cookie sermon. Yes, eat. It's a sermon you have to taste. I can't promise there's no about nuts and gluten-free and all of that stuff. If you can eat regular cookies, you can eat regular cookies, but sorry. I want to hear crunching. If you need seconds, raise your hand. We cornered the market on Vafalim in Northern Virginia. Wait till everybody has. Delicious. During the sermon, and if any time you want another cookie, just raise your hand and it will be delivered to you. Take a taste of your history. Take a taste of how one Jewish family coped with change and transition in the face of adversity. Take a taste of your Jewish present this Shabbat, even as together we explore your Jewish past. As we embark on a new adult education year for our Life Learning is for Everyone program, our topic, Transitions Happen, Can You Make Change?, challenges us to use a Jewish lens to explore the nature and impact of transitions. And this being my first sermon after my latest mini sabbatical, I thought it would be more memorable and a change of pace for all of you, for you to taste the sermon while you listen. Years from now, you will not remember the sermon. You'll sort of say, remember when she brought cookies to temple? The cookie you are tasting or watching others taste is a piece of Jewish survival, Israel's military history, and a staple in the Jewish kosher parv world for Jewish families keeping kosher to have a non-dairy dessert after a meat meal. And now, the rest of the story. According to a family historian, Esther Hecht, the story begins with Lazar Rokach, who moved to Vienna, Austria during World War I. Lazar opened a sweets factory in which everything was made by hand. He made crisp, Austrian layers of waffle cookies by hand with a machine that had these beautiful cross hatches, and the man who was in charge of the machine would rotate the plates so that the waffles would get just so perfectly crisp. Can you imagine if I didn't give you a cookie and started talking about them? One of the employees made the waffles, another spread the cream and stacked the wafers. A third employee cut the stacks into rectangles, and then batches of wafers were wrapped and boxed by hand and sold throughout Vienna. I want to thank the cookie servers. You are wonderful. Laser and his wife stayed in Vienna in the 1930s, despite the obviously growing threat from the Nazis, because their business was thriving. People loved their cookies. But in 1938, as the family historian Esther tells it, Laser became aware that their days in Austria were numbered. And he was able to obtain two prized possessions for himself and his wife, immigration certificates to Palestine. Nobody in Austria could get those immigration certificates. So you ask, how was Laser able to do it? Because, the story goes, he was a capitalist. He promised to bring his waffle machinery to contribute to Palestine's need for a growing economy. And so the Rokachs escaped Austria before Hitler invaded in March 1938 because the British wanted cookies. With his waffle machinery in hand, Laser went to work for Lieber, one of Palestine's major sweet manufacturers. By the 1970s, Lieber merged with better-known Elite Chocolate, and many of the waffelim you're eating tonight are still being made by Elite. For the Rokach family, Laser's machines passed on to his son Max in 1954. Max opened up his own business, a factory in, of all places, the ultra-Orthodox neighborhood of Bnei Brak, east of Tel Aviv. Now, most people are not welcomed to Bnei Brak unless they're ultra-Orthodox, but the Rokachs were because they were descendants of the 17th century revered rabbi Elazar Rokach, the chief rabbi of Brody and Amsterdam, and they were descendants of the great Belzer Rebbe. That's what we call Yichus. The people of Bnei Brak wanted such rabbinic royal descendants in their neighborhood. They gave them immediately ultra-Orthodox kosher certification, and Rokachman LTD was a thriving enterprise. Their number one product in their brand called Man, M-A-N, was waffling. That's what you're eating now, waffling. And waffling is still the biggest seller, Man waffling, in the Orthodox world, especially the Chabad community, from the Rokach family to this day. From a sweet Viennese life, one family escaped the Nazis. They escaped what could have been a bitter and tragic future. Life wasn't easy in early Palestine and early Israel, but their brand, Man Waffling, especially the ones coated in chocolate in a red, white, and blue package, became a national favorite. Chocolate-covered waffling, my favorite, not very possible to get here in Northern Virginia. This is not considered a waffling territory. My housekeeper went to Safeway. She said there wasn't one in the whole store. So the story continues. In order to get business, Max and his wife, Penina, bought a little Israeli-made, banged-up van called a Susita. Have any of you ever been in a Susita? I used to drive in a Susita in the early 1970s. It was practically falling apart. But Penina used to drive up and down and across the little fledgling state of Israel, delivering Max's Vafalim to kiosks and stores all over Israel. But the military history and the survival of the Jewish people and the strength of Israel's army came from the fact that Penina decided that she would deliver Mann chocolate-covered Vafalim to all the military bases in Israel. And so every soldier in the state of Israel who went to a kiosk on their military base grew up eating and tasting chocolate-covered Vafalim. Some believe that Israel won wars because of the Vafalim. In the true spirit of change, not only did they produce chocolate, they produced vanilla, and actually second choice now in Israel is lemon, although second choice in America is vanilla. And then later on, they went to coffee-flavored Vafalim and not an American favorite, halva-flavored Vafalim. Wouldn't be my favorite either. And then, of course, in 1991, to show change and transition and how modern they were, they brought out a whole wheat product. In January of 2015, the company celebrated their 60th year. Today, 92% of Israeli households eat Vafalim. So one might say that Vafalim built the state of Israel. Now, you might want to know who are the number one eaters of Vafalim? The Austrians, who call them still waffle cookies. Israelis, by the way, don't eat as much sugar as Americans, but it was calculated in a few years ago that Israelis, including children, eat 75 pounds of sugar a year. So when they say 92% of households eat Vafalim, a lot of Vafalim are being eaten by your brethren in Israel. We always have some at home, because after a meat meal, what else do you dunk in your tea? Vafalim became a staple for all Israelis, and today they are nostalgic moments in history for anyone who has ever served in the Israeli army, and for young children, and for kosher Jews. Lador Vador, Lazer's Waffles, transformed his family's future, Israel's future, and the kosher world. But Esther Hecht did not know the rest of her family's story. How did her father survive? He didn't own waffle machines. His father did, and he was left in Austria. Her father never told her till the day he died the rest of the story. When she was going through her father's things, she found a lifetime worth of letters to a woman named Emmy Wacha. Esther had no idea who Emmy was, except that her father corresponded regularly with her for his entire life. Esther, being a journalist and a writer, had to go to Hungary on business and decided she would stop and visit Vienna to meet this woman her father wrote to. What Esther learned was that her parents couldn't get a visa to leave for Palestine with her grandfather. They remained in Vienna with their infant son after the Nazi invasion. On November 9th, 1938, Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, her father was arrested and was about to be deported to a concentration camp. But he had the gold watch made from the profits of the Vafalim on his wrist. And he bribed a guard with the watch, and the guard let him escape. He knew it wouldn't be safe to go home, so he thought, where can I go? and he went to Emmy's house. You see, Emmy wasn't Jewish, but she had loyally worked for his father in the Waffling factory, making cookies for years. Risking her own life, she hid Esther's father in her home until he could arrange to flee to Belgium, which was free. And eventually he was reunited with Esther's mother and brother in Belgium, and they escaped to the United States, where Esther was born and is today a member of Hadassah. Those Austrian waffle plates saved many lives and bred courage and survival from Jews and non-Jews. Transitions are never easy, but this one Jewish story had a very sweet ending and has been true for much of Jewish history. We Jews took something from the majority culture, in this case, Austrian wafers, and we made them Jewish. I did not even know that they had a name other than waffling, which is what we call them at our house. This week, we heard neo-Nazis shouting to remove Jews from our country right here in Charlottesville, Virginia. I was reminded once again that the pain of that earlier time, the fear and the memories, still reside within all of us. We can never allow the world to go back to a time where those voices outshout the voices of good. For every historic story of survival, for every sweet ending from transition, there were millions of lost lives and bitter experiences. We can never transition into acceptance of hate and evil, not when it is perpetrated against us, or against our neighbors, or those we do not know. Tonight, in the beauty and the peacefulness of this sanctuary, you tasted survival, the way one family made change not only for themselves, but for a whole nation. Shabbat is supposed to be a taste of the world to come. May we continue to taste the sweetness of acceptance and freedom. But may we always be ever mindful of the fact that it could be taken from us or others at any time. Shabbat Shalom. There are many different ways to show Jewish survival, so it is my pleasure to welcome the young people of the congregation tonight, all those wonderful people who come to Temple during the summer to open the ark for Aleinu. Please rise. Page
53. Later the shock of our own, my take to life.
You may be seated. Page 59, at the top of the page, we read together. There are stars up above, so far away we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people that we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. During our year of mourning, we mourn our beloved members, Brian Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, and Yetta Trachtenberg. And we mourn the losses in the past 30 days for our members and their families. Paul Schreiman, father of Dave Schreiman. Frank Marin, friend of Amy Epstein. Susan Feitelman, wife of Richard, beloved member of Temple B'nai Shalom. Bill Harrison, father of Mark Harrison. Elaine Friedberg, aunt of Betty Jacob. Heather Heyer, friend of Temple B'nai Shalom, light in a dark sky. Peter Peterson, brother-in-law of Sam and Kathy Corson. And Lothar Haas, uncle of Gary Buckheim. And we remember the yard sites for our beloved members as tonight we mourn Don Drasnan, husband of Sharon, father of Lee, and Sheila Greenwald, friend of our family, the Kleiman family. We remember the yearly anniversary of death that fall this week in this Shabbat. Deborah Willard, Leon Lazarus, Eli Ausgrau, Ida Gelfand, Rose Gershowitz, B. Shapiro, Catherine Greenwood, Marvin Lowe, Emma Berman Rosenfeld, Ray Simpson, Rick Woods, Arthur Cohen, Benjamin Friedman, Hannah Eisler, Phil Lorio, Jane Slater, Wilbert Biggs, Harriet Randolph, John Janiak, and Eli Roshwal. Zichronam Livracha, may each of their memories be a blessing as we take into our hearts all those you have loved and lost, all those for whom you are still in your year of mourning, and all those who still light up your sky. We rise for the Kaddish on page 60. Yitgadal v'yitkadash mei rabah, v'alma divrach hirutei v'yamlich machutei, v'chayechon v'yomechon chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agala v'zman kariv v'yimru amen. Yehe shmei rabah mevorach l'olam amei almaya. Yit barach, v'yishtabach, v'yit pa'ar, v'yit ramam, v'yit naseh. V'yit hadar, v'yit aleh, v'yit halal, shmei d'gud shah b'rechu. L'eila min kol birchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechemata, damiran v'yalma v'yimru amein. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chaim alenu v'yal kol Yisrael, v'yimru amein. Oseh shalom v'yimramah,
Amen.
now as we move from this moment of sacred memory to the moment of sanctifying Shabbat and blessing those for whom August is a special month. Kiddush can be found on page 61, and I welcome to the Bema all those adults celebrating anniversaries and birthdays this month. And even if your partner is not here, you can still celebrate your anniversary. So I think the Wiser McVeigh's 42 years. Yeah, woo! Oh, good. I won't tell them how old you are.
Okay.
But the Weismans are going to celebrate 37 years on Wednesday. So you know what, Rob? We'll let you hold the cup. Because it makes you the oldest guy on the Bema. And the Tunics are celebrating 28 years. Come close, everybody. Mazel tov. We wish you mazel tov.
Birthday.
I know it's a birthday. We don't get it. She gets younger every year because she's married to a saint. We wish you life and health, joy from your family, admiration and love from your friends and community. We are so grateful that each and every one of you are part of this temple. And we know that August is your month, but because you're in our lives, August is our month too. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you in life and love and health and joy. And we, your temple family, all say, Amen. And old Rob will lift the cup in Thanksgiving. You want to go ahead and read like a bar mitzvah?
Of course.
Go ahead.
Skip it. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day in its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, barei.
My privilege to call upon Steve Kronthal. While Steve is coming up, I want to take this opportunity to thank all the wonderful people who kept the temple going while I was away. And since Lynn Richman and Sharon Kaufman are here, I want to thank you with all of my heart. And I hope as Rabbi Rappaport flits off to Ireland, she enjoys every minute. I'm so very grateful to everybody on our staff who kept things going while I was away. My beloved Steve.
Thank you, Rabbi. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
My name is Steve Kronthal, and I'm the third vice president of Temple B'nai Shalom. I'm so pleased to see everyone here this evening for Shabbat worship. Thank you to Old Man Rob and Rachel for leading us in beautiful music, as you do every week. And a big welcome back, and thank you for leading us tonight in service, Rabbi. We're so glad that you're back from your mini sabbatical. Also, thank you for the cookie, because I didn't think I'd have the strength to come up and give the announcements. But because I have chocolate waffling, I'm okay. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to all of our fellow TBS members who are celebrating these milestones this month. And it's August at TBS, so you know there are a lot of things going on. First of all, of course, tomorrow you can please join us for Minyan Makers for Saturday morning worship. A light breakfast will begin at 8:15, followed by services at 8:45. And don't forget to RSVP to Ellen for TBS's Social Action Committee's upcoming event on August 23rd from 7 to 9, What Fasting Meant in Various Religions. This event is open to the public, so we look for a great showing from our TBS members. Also, the Social Action Committee will be hosting their first civil discourse forum on August 29th from 7 to 9 p.m. here at TBS. No matter what your perspective is, you're welcome. We're looking for people from all sides of every issue to have a lively and thought-provoking event. For more information, please contact Jim Sturm. And there are many other activities, as always, so please check your TBS calendar and weekly emails so you don't miss out on anything. If you're new to TBS and have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and our membership committee would love to speak to you. This evening, our membership committee representative is none other than our famed Marnie Miller, who's sitting right back there. So if you have any questions about TBS, please ask Marnie during Oneg. Wishing you a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
For our closing song tonight, I chose one of my old Camp Ramah favorites because it just seemed right for this week. So for those of you who are Hebrew challenged, you can thank me. This week's Torah portion begins, Re'eh, see. Help us, God, to see the good in our world, to see the good in others, and to see the potential and possibility in the world, even in the darkest days. Help us to see an eclipse and know that the sun will shine brighter tomorrow. Help us to see that we can be the change we hope for. Adonai oz la'amo yitein, Adonai yevarech et amo v'shalom. God gives you strength when you need it. May your heart be filled with strength and with peace. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.